Inside on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is supported by Arion Talent, technology and tools for your business. It's Arion.com. And Inside Advertising, Marketing, and Communications, a full-service advertising production and consulting group here in the Des Moines Metro, InsideCube.com.
Welcome back in this final segment of the Tuesday edition of the Business News Hour. Thanks for being with us, by the way. We have in studio with us a couple of guests. Vonnie Stewart is a business market specialist with Iowa Works, and Edgar Ortiz is a workforce advisor. We're going to ask, what the heck does all that stuff mean as we start our conversation with two new friends? Vonnie, you're up first. So tell me, what does a business market specialist do?
Well, Michael, our job is to go out and visit with employers, find out what their needs, their concerns. If they're having any employee-related issues, we talk to them about it. And in many cases, we take a look and see how we can fill those needs by getting them additional candidates.
Sure. What are the most common things that they say that they're needing?
The most common things that employers tell us right now is soft skills. They're having trouble finding people that can answer the phone properly, get along with each other, play nicely, interacting well with the internal population as well as their public.
Yeah, and those soft skills are so they're so important. Because if you don't have them, they can be real detriments to your career establishment going forward.
That is correct, Michael. You have to be able to get along with the people that you work with. You have to be able to talk with them properly. If there's some misunderstanding, be able to communicate.
Sure.
It's all about that.
Absolutely. And first part of communication, of course, is listening.
Yes.
Yeah, it is.
Yes.
Vonnie Stewart, ladies and gentlemen, thanks for that. Okay, Edgar, tell us, what in the world, what do you do with workforce assistance?
Yeah, actually, when Bonnie bring all that information from the businesses, we actually are the ones, the one-on-one with the public, the six or services. We work with the resumes. We work actually with the workshops.
So you're helping the candidates get ready to get a job.
Exactly. We help the candidates to get ready to go back to the workforce. Actually, also, we work one-on-one with them with whatever questions they have for unemployment, because they have some difficulty with unemployment. We help them to apply for unemployment. Getting in the workshops, different workshops that we have. They're free, so everybody can use our services in our offices for those workshops, and also sit down one-on-one with them with the interview, mock interviews. We help them with that and, getting prepared for those businesses that Bonnie.
And Edgar, I happen to know something about you that you didn't make mention of. You're very passionate about helping veterans find work.
That's correct. As a veteran, that's the reason I'm living in Iowa, because I married also a native from here. She's a veteran. We have a program. It's called Home Base Iowa.
Right.
That program is a program that we help veterans to transition from the military to the civilian life. And that's one of my passions as a veteran, spending 16 years in the military.
16 years in the military. Thank you for your service.
Yeah, as a crew chief. We work one-on-one, really hard to help those veterans to transition from the military. Not only veterans, they're coming from other states like me, but local veterans,
sure,
too.
Absolutely. The Home Base Iowa is a great program that really goes out to all kinds of states. Recently, I know they were in Michigan attempting to get Michiganders to take a look at Iowa for a place to work. Because why? We have so many open positions here in Iowa.
Definitely.
Yes.
And Vonnie, when we turn to you, I mean, I was, and again, I've said this probably a dozen times in the past month. About a month ago, I was at a Greater Des Moines Partnership meeting, and they said very publicly that there are over 11,000 jobs empty here in the Greater Des Moines Metro.
Mm-hmm.
I would say,
So, and with an unemployment rate that's hovering under 2%, that's tough to fill those people. So you got to go outside with, like, you know, home base and
sometimes
other things.
We have to fill those with people that are not living in the state of Iowa.
Yeah, they're not. So with regard, Vonnie, to getting people up to speed about soft skills and those types of things, this is a tough question because I don't want to put anybody down, but what are they lacking? Are they just lacking the simple things of getting to work on time, getting along with their friends and coworkers, and not doing outrageous things? What do you see a lot of?
Well, you know, it kind of varies. We actually have a workshop called the A Game that we
The A Game.
Mm-hmm. This workshop is offered on Mondays, and it's everything that begins with an A. Your attitude, your appearance, do you appreciate not only the things that you're doing, but the people that you're working with? Absenteeism. Attendance, all of those play a very essential role in everything you do every day. And if you're not able to meet or make those, you know, you're doing yourself a disservice because those are valuable things that you need for soft skills.
You know, I just heard, and on the way in here today, I heard a news report that says that the cost of living here in Iowa has just increased again, that somebody's got to make at least $16.35 an hour to be able to afford to live in Iowa because rents have gone up, food has gone up, other things have gone up. And we don't do politics on the News Hour at all, but the idea is the Public Policy Institute set this out and said, look, this is a real call for an increased minimum wage of some kind, following California and New York and other places. Are you finding, and this is not meant to be political at all, but are you finding our workers out there, our job producers out there, are the people that have companies, are they starting to raise wages because the job market is so tight, Vonnie? Do you know?
Well, there are some employers that I've worked with more recently, that have taken a look at their wage surveys and have determined that maybe a job that last year was $9.50 or $10, they're raising it to $11.50, $12 because they're seeing that right now there's a market for job seekers.
Right.
And so in order to capture them, that's what they're doing. They're raising a little bit. And these are middle level employers that has anywhere from 30, maybe 150, 200 employees.
Now, if it goes up, that's good on the economy because more money in the pockets of people means that it, you know, you get spent more and our economy surges. I can't let you get out of here without talking about Job Fair that's coming up next week. It's on Wednesday, the 13th, and it's at a unique place at the Iowa Arena. What's going on?
Yeah, definitely. At the Iowa West Fargo Arena, we have this partnership with the Iowa Wild and the Iowa Workforce Development, and where we're going to have this career fair April 13, starting at 2:30 p.m. to 5 o'clock. It's free. Free parking, free tickets to see the Iowa Wild.
Yeah, you get to go to the Iowa Wild.
Exactly.
Game
you're going
night.
To see 7 the Iowa
PM.
Wild. 7 p.m. You're going to see, we're going to expect more than 80 employers in all around the spectrum between, you know, West Fargo principal to all the way constructions company, productions company. So it's a great opportunity to everybody out there. They are looking for a job to have this opportunity free. Say
free,
it again. It's free parking and free game if you enjoy a hockey game.
And to be able to get that ticket and register, you got to go to iowawild.com.
Actually, it would be iowawild.com.
Uh-huh.
Yes, /community/career fair. For a free ticket. Now, just there's a little bit something extra special. I just want to let people know. And that is there's a pre-fair workshop that's going to happen at 1:30 to about 2:20 then that afternoon, where you get to network with employers, and there will be a panelist discussing issues of today. things such as attendance, such as certain policies, if you're an ex-felon, how to approach yourself when you're working with an employer or interviewing. So, and also, there are two free iPads that will be offered during this time. So come out and register so that you can get your name in the hat for a free iPad.
That's all happening on the 13th day of April. Thank you, Edgar.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate it. Watch, good stuff. You know, I hope this is a very successful event. It's called Career Fair 2016. Got lots of partners in this, DMAC and Mediacom and Homebase Iowa, JobDig, and, of course, Iowa Works of Central Iowa. Good stuff. Vonnie, thanks for telling us about your experience with Iowa Workforce. I think it's really important that people understand how Iowa Workforce assists people in getting back and mainstreaming the job. And Edgar, thank you for your service to this country as well as your continued efforts on behalf of Iowa Works. Good stuff.
Thank you for having us.
We got to go. It's nigh on to 6 o'clock, and Tyler's saying, cut, get out of here. Yeah, got to go. For all of us associated with Insight on Business of the News Hour, Gene M. Baker was in the first half hour. And then our friend Edgar and Vonnie talking about the Career Fair 2016. Thanks for being with us. Behind the controls tonight is Tyler Hackenmiller. The program director for the radio stations is Mark McDowell. The liaison between our ad agency and the Des Moines Radio Group is Mary Sayer. The voice of Insight on Business, the News Hour, is Jimmy Olson. The music that you're listening to right now was written, produced, composed, and done by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. We got to go. Tyler's saying, time to wrap it up. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.